So we're still focusing on the third commandment, which is, what? Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. So we spoke last week about negatively about what we shouldn't do, or how we should honor that name that God has placed upon us. But also it says, the question arises, so well, should we swear at all? If swearing is bad, then we shouldn't swear at all. And the answer is yes, because God commands it. There is a time and a place for the proper use of our tongue when we're dealing with serious issues. Notice that it says, when the magistrate requires it, or when it may be needful otherwise. When the magistrate in this country becomes the magistrate, whether it be a school board member, whether it be a governor, a mayor, or the president, or Congress, they all, when they become, or when they enter into that office, are called upon to take an oath. That is what we're talking about right here. They ask of us, but think of a judge. When you're in a court of law, they ask of us, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Because they have also done that before. The question that we have of the magistrate is, are they taking the Lord's name in vain? Are they keeping their money? The question for you, though, is, do you keep your vows? Do you keep the times where God has required, as it says, where it may be needful otherwise? What vows have you taken? For those of you that are married, right? We've taken vows. If you're a member of this church, you took vows. Even in one sense, you're as a citizen of the United States, even though you may not have gone forward and took a vow, but you have the privilege of voting, of exercising citizenship, implies that you have a commitment. Notice it says to maintain and promote fidelity and truth. That is a strange word today in our culture, isn't it? Truth. It's not talking about my truth. It's not talking about your truth. It's not talking about our truth. It's talking about the truth as found in God. So again, how many magistrates promote lies and what will not work with the truth? The purpose of a vow and an oath is to glorify God according to our catechism. And to love our neighbor for their good. It's grounded in God's word. God has commanded that. But we swear by God, by the name of God, not any other creature. I don't swear by my head or the hair that used to be on my head. I don't swear by you. I don't swear by the country. I don't swear by saints. I don't swear by any other creature. What do we swear by? God, who judges us and will hold us accountable to what we say. And so when we pray for the civil magistrates, and we're commanded to do so, it's because we pray for them that God would show them mercy and truth. That they would do what is right. They wouldn't take a bribe. They would understand that they will one day give an account to God for their actions, for their decisions. So we should pray for the king or the president or the Congress or the mayor or the governor or the city council, those in authority over us, that they would fulfill their vows before God for their own good and for the good of our country. So a lawful oath is a calling upon God, that he is the only searcher of hearts, may bear witness to the truth, and punish me if I swear falsely, which honor is due to no creature. It is God to whom we must give account. Amen?